What's poppin', peoples?
My wise and beautiful Auntie Felicia. She came to say hi from Nigeria. She came to... I guess let me get a little bit intimate. For those who don't know me well, the year is 2019. Earlier this year, there was a bit of a family emergency regarding my mom and her health. And she has been recovering. Today's the 27th of September. She had a stroke on February 16th, 5 days before. My mom and I have the same birthday, February 21st. So like 5 days before, she had like her fifth stroke. And it's been more major than the four that were before it. She is developing. It's 7 months later now. She's developing. She's getting better at her ability to mouth words, and she was able to stand on her own. I haven't seen it with my own two eyes, but I just heard word that she was able to stand on her own, which is good. A lot of progress, and I'm grateful for that. This episode is about my mother's sister, my Auntie Felicia. I came downstairs so that we could go visit my mom together, but she's a retired pastor, but I don't think you really retire from that. Her suggestion was that we sit down and have a little prayer session. And me personally, I've grown up listening to those little invitations, and I know that there's just pounds and pounds of wisdom about to be dropped upon me. I didn't ask her if I could record our little session. I'll call it a session. I didn't ask her if I could record this, but I don't give a shit. Her message is pure, and that's all that matters. We spoke about overcoming the mountains in our lives. So, if you're listening to this, I really appreciate it. You are the greatest. The fact that you're even listening to this means that you are here to overcome any and every challenge that you are facing. And if you need help challenging them or overcoming these challenges, hit me up. You know where to find me. EmmanuelOB.3 on Instagram, KingOB on Facebook. Let's fucking rock. I wanted to give you guys that raw, and here we are. I'm giving you that raw.
Hmm? I wish I would. Today is a beautiful day.
Mm-hmm.
I saw your daddy's book open to October 20th, September
22nd,
which is today, I think. 27th.
This one.
And it says, we will overcome every mountain. Correct?
I know.
Correct?
This one.
Testimonies from mountains. You know what's a mountain? All the things you see around me. The mountains, and where you have challenges that look like it's insurmountable. You know what is insurmountable? You can't overcome it. You begin to wonder whether God still loves you. You understand? It could be spiritual, it could be educational, it could be financial, it could be like what we have seen with mommy now. It's just incredible. I can never believe that my sister would go through this type of pain, but God allowed it. He allowed it. So, but open Mark chapter 11. Mark is there a New Testament Bible or complete? Is it complete Bible?
Complete.
Okay, go to the back. What makes that noise? Okay, the perfume. Go to the back, towards the back.
Mark?
Yes, you say Mark. After Matthew.
After Matthew.
Mm-hmm.
Before Luke.
Before Luke, Matthew, Mark.
Which one? Mark.
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 Chapter 11.
11. Verse
23.
Want me to read it?
Yes, please.
I tell you the truth, if anyone says to this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will happen, it will be done for him.
24.
Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. And when you...
Go ahead, yes.
And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive him, so that your Father in heaven may forgive you your sins.
That's the concept of prayer. Basically, we just have to forgive. No matter what somebody has done. You see, Jesus said that. He's the one saying it. So, The main reason is we live in a world where people will surely offend you. Father, mother, sisters, brothers, relations, friends, they will offend. But when you want to pray, you must forgive. And once you forgive them, anything you ask God to forgive, you'll forgive your own sins. The key point there is that anything that is like a mountain, mountains represent things that are difficult to overcome. But if, what, read that verse 24 again, said.
Therefore I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours.
Believe that you have received it. So you have to believe God. Like, I don't know what you're asking God for now, but when you believe it, I ask him, he will do it. I wanted to come to the U.S., but I didn't have enough money. And I just prayed to God. And he began to set in motion people to come and bless me. You understand? I just prayed. And then God began to make people to come. Somebody flew all the way from Abuja, came to my house. And we were just talking. He said, okay, I'll give you this amount. And he just gave me. I was surprised. A lady like me. You understand? Because I'm retired, so I'm not earning much like I was earning when I was working. So I couldn't, I came 2017, we're all in, okay, you didn't go, we're in Houston, I didn't come to that, yes. Wow. Your mommy was in Houston all that time, she was going to her medical checkups.
But was, I saw, do Chris, you remember what month?
That would be...
The summer?
No, it's not December, it's September. No,
the summer?
Huh?
Summer? Summertime?
It was getting to autumn, September, October. Okay. You were not available, but no. Your sisters came around, and that's Crystal and Emma. They came around, okay. So then Emma had not gotten her babies.
No.
So you love those kids?
Yes.
So the boy is telling us that we should trust God, all right? So the man that wrote this, our general overseer of our mission, you know, he said, as unpleasant as mountains are for some people, it will take facing a mountain to move them to their next level. The mountains that come your way from now on will be able to bring out the best in you. Usually, while preparing for, he said that one day, during the preparation of a particular convention we had in the camp, he had finished, he had retired, the president of Asia went to sleep. Then the wife came and banged on the door. That somebody, one of the people that came to work in the camp, had died. He said, one of the volunteers is dead and is from, that is Gio's village. He said, when he heard, he jumped out of the bed. He was tired, but he jumped out of the bed. Gathered the prayer people and they began to pray for over more than an hour. God said to him, it's you I wanted to talk to. So as they were praying, I'm asking God, the man stood up. But I believe in your mommy. I believe that prayers can heal her. Prayers can heal, and it will heal her. I believe it. All right?
Yes.
So we should trust God to help us. We will ask God to bring out testimonies from all the trials we are going through. We should not be belabored. We should not worry. God knows what He's doing for us. But the first thing is that you must know Him as your Lord and Savior. You must know the Lord God Almighty. You must have fellowship with Him. It is not enough, even for me, to go to church and take part in things of the church. No. By the grace of God, I woke about 7:30, and I was there.
You were praying?
Yeah.
You were praying?
Yeah. Did you come down?
I saw you lying there.
On the floor?
Yes, sir.
Yes. I had fellowship with Him from that time till about 9:30, or thereabouts, and I had to go take my bath. But I was happy. I was also grieving because I want my sister healed. That's the most important thing God will do for me now. And I have a covenant with Him. If He does this, I will do this. God is a God of covenant. So you need to develop that kind of attitude. Nobody needs to tell you to pray. When you wake up in the morning, the first thing is to go on your knees or lie down on the flat ground. Because God, He said, Moses prostrated, David prostrated in the Bible.
Prostrate,
fall down flat on the ground. That's prostration. You fall down the flat, you talk to God. It's okay to go to mass, go to church services and all that, but God wants you to talk to Him quietly on your own. He listens. He listens. But you must have a relationship with Him that says, you know, we should tell Him, Lord Jesus, come into my life. I did this thing April 17th, 1989. You were not born. No, not when were you born?
February 1991.
This one. Okay. Daddy. My dad. So, if you
have...
Say good morning, Daddy.
Good morning, Daddy.
Ma, good morning.
Ma.
How was this?
Okay.
You never see go? Look at your
gutter. Okay,
or she eats a good guy there. I may say I'm only devotion.
So, but before you
generate, you know, maybe you could have a leader. I want to do some prayers till about 6.
But at least, before that, I would have worked. So, just below, maybe it's not quite
here
and the
fridge.
Okay,
I'll
get you. Well, you just need
a boat. Watch out, okay. I may say again. Nando. Alright, so you see, you will understand that when you tell God these things. Incidentally, I'm using your manual of 2013. I forgot mine in Houston, and it's exactly the same days. Today is September 27th, a Friday.
Oh, really?
Exactly, but the messages are not the same, but so I'm using it. So you know, whatever you ask God, you must ask Him in humility. Like I told you, is anybody offending you? Are you angry with anybody? You don't look it. So, what you need to pray for yourself. When you pray for yourself, pray for your daddy, pray for your mommy, then you pray for your sisters. You realize that you're your first son. You realize that? So, a lot of responsibility is on the firstborn child. First, you have a lot of work to do. Praying for your families, praying for your wife to be, because you eventually marry. You understand? And these things go a long way to affect destinies. Okay? So I want you to, we're going to pray a prayer for agreement. I'm going to just tell God to say a prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Come into my life.
Come into my life.
Be my Lord.
Be my Lord.
And my Savior.
And my Savior.
I confess all my sins.
I confess all my sins.
Forgive me.
Forgive me.
I know I'm a sinner.
I know I'm a sinner.
I believe in my heart.
I believe in my heart.
That Jesus Christ is Lord.
That Jesus Christ is Lord.
And He died for my sins.
And He died for my sins.
And He rose again.
And He rose again.
I confess with my mouth.
I confess with my mouth.
That Jesus Christ is Lord.
Jesus Christ is Lord.
Cleanse me with your blood.
I'm sorry?
Cleanse me.
Cleanse me with your blood.
Cleanse me with your blood.
Mm-hmm.
Write my name. Write
my name.
In the book of life.
In the book of life.
Remove my name.
Remove my name.
From the books of death.
From the books of death.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Let me pray for you. Father, I thank you for your son. I ask that every confession is made, you put it perfectly in the book of life in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now we're going to hold our hand. We're going to pray for your mommy. You love your mommy, don't you? Very much. So we call her and we say, just say affirm. You say, Father.
Father.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I agree with my auntie.
I agree.
As I agree with my nephew, Lord, that you will heal Marian. Chukwukozie Obi. Say it, Daddy. Say, Our Father in heaven.
Our Father in heaven.
Please heal.
Marian.
Chukwukozie
Obi.
From the crown of her head.
From the crown of her head.
To the sole of her feet.
To the soles of her feet.
Restore her completely.
Restore her completely.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Father.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Make your own personal request. Ask God for what you want to do before you.
Lord God, we thank you for bringing us here this morning.
Amen.
We thank you for blessing us with another day of life.
Amen.
And we thank you for the strength that you have blessed us with to get us this far in our lives. And we thank you for, although we do not understand the entire situation, we thank you for the situation, because we know that it is here to make us stronger. And we thank you for the lessons that we've learned in this process, and we thank you for the lessons that we continue to learn.
Amen.
And we thank you for
your daddy. Thank God for your dad.
We thank God for my dad for being strong for us to hold everything together. We thank you for taking my auntie here to El Paso from Nigeria, from Asaba, safely. Yes. We thank you for joining Mercies. We thank you for... We thank you because we're all alive, mm-hmm. and that's the
thank
most
for
important
your sisters.
Part.
Thank you for
thank you for my sisters. Thank you for Emma, for Crystal, for my niece and nephew, Alex, Alexandria and Alex. We
your
thank
brother?
You for Buki, my younger brother.
Yeah.
We thank you for Auntie Avi and Sade and Uncle
yeah.
Femi. And we thank you for...
Everybody.
Everybody in Asaba, everybody all over the planet.
Amen.
In your holy and most precious name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So let's share the grace. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. You don't say that?
No. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
The love of God.
The love of God.
And the fellowship.
And the fellowship.
Of the Holy Spirit.
Of the Lord is.
Of the Holy Spirit.
Of the Holy Spirit.
Be with us.
Be with us.
Now.
Now.
And forever.
And forever.
God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. We'll go to the meeting tonight.
Hmm?
I don't know. I eat a pito fuck room when I chew up.
I really appreciate you guys listening. Those of you that stuck through the whole thing. But what I expected was for a lot of people to leave because they're not trying to hear a word from the Bible or whatever. So if you're still listening, you are the shit. You're a fucking champion. You're a fucking winner. You are the greatest. And together... we shall all continue to be great. I really appreciate you listening to this whole thing. I really, really, like, my main goal, my main aim in posting this was for you to receive value, to maybe tweak your perspective on life in a positive way. I really hope that happened. I'm sitting here at the gas station. Everyone's just staring at me, talking to my phone as I look around nervously. I love you guys. You are the most beautiful human beings to walk the earth. We are in the age of selfies because we are now becoming more recognizant. We're starting to acknowledge the fact that we're all fucking beautiful. That's all. That's all that matters. You're listening to this. You're beautiful. I love you. Have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful week. Have a wonderful month. Have a wonderful year. Have a wonderful decade. Have a wonderful century. Have a wonderful life! Peace out.